Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Amud Beis of Masechta Sota. We're already holding on Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're about 5 lines into the page, and we're continuing to discuss the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that the pasuk tells us in Chumash, "Vayir'eh Yehuda ve'yachshavel lezona ki chissa paneh," that Yehuda saw her and he assumed she was a zona because she covered her face. It says Gemara, "What is that? The way a zona dresses by covering her face with a burqa? Mishum to chissa paneh chashavel lezona." Because she covered her face, he thought she was a zona. No, it means he didn't recognize her because while she was still living in his house, she covered her face. Any daughter-in-law who's very tsanua in her father-in-law's house is one day going to merit to have kings and prophets descend from her. How do I know that? Mitamar. We learn it from Tamar. Where do we know that Nevi'im descend from Tamar? Dichsiv Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz, because it says Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz, he was a Navi. Malachim mi David. V'amar Ablevi Davrzem, Masaros B'yadin mi Avasenu, Amotz v'Amatzia Achim Havu. Amotz, the father of Yishayahu, and Amatzia, the Melech Yehuda, were brothers. And the Melech Yehuda are descendants of David HaMelech, and they all descended from Tamar. So Yishayahu and Amotz descended from Tamar. So you see that Nevi'im descended from Tamar. So after Tamar was found to be pregnant, Yehuda was done her for Srefa to be burnt, and the pasuk says he mutseis. So she was about to be taken out to be burnt. So he mitutseis mi bayle. It should have said he mitutseis, that they were bringing her out against her will. So Amar Rav Elazar la'ach shnimtzu simaneha ba samal verichakan. Once they found the chosam and the psil and the mata of Yehuda, the malach Samael, who was the sar of Esav, went and made them at a great distance. So they shouldn't be able to show that Yehuda was the one who impregnated her, so that she could then be burnt. So that way, David HaMelech would never descend from her, because David HaMelech was going to prove to be a thorn in the side of Edom for many years to come. So the Malach Gavriel came, v'kervan, and brought those simanim closer again, so that she could bring them, that she can have them shown to Yehuda in time, so that she won't get burnt, so that she won't get killed, so that David HaMelech will one day be born, and that in fact will be ultimately be the undoing of Edom. Hainu d'chsiv, and that's why the pasuk in Tilim says, "Lam natzeach al Yonas elem rechokim leDavid michtam." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Mishosh nisrachku simaneha kinasis kiyona ilemes." At the time that the simanim that Tamar had were distanced from her, she became like a mute Yonath. She couldn't say anything because she couldn't prove that Yehuda was the one that impregnated her. LeDavid michtam sheyatzim imena David shahia mach ve. Tam Lakol, that David descended from her, and he was mach, he was humble, and he was a tam, he was a tamim, he was very tamimistic, very sincere and complete for all people. Davar acher michtam sheisa makaso tama. Another explanation is he's called michtam because the place where he should have been smitten, the makomila, meaning the place where he should have had a maka, was already complete. He didn't shenolat kshumal. He was born already with the bris mila. Dover acher michtam kashem shebekat nuso hiktenatzma itzal misha gadim menu lima torah kach begedulaso. That what the reason David HaMelech was called michtam is because of his incredible humility. That just like when he was a very young boy, he would always humble himself in front of others in order to learn Torah from them. He did the same thing begadluso. Even when he was already a very chash of a king, he would humble himself in front of others to learn Torah from them. So main point over here: 3 reasons why David HaMelech was called michtam, either because he was humble and tamim, or because he was born with a mila, or because he always humbled himself in front of great Tamidei Chachamim. Good, so the pasuk continues that when Tamar was being brought out to be burnt, V'yishal chal chamiya lemar, li'ish asher elelo anochi hara. I became impregnated by the man who owns these things. V'teima lememar. Why doesn't she just say b'feirish that it was from him? You know, that it was from Yehuda. Why can't she just identify him? So famous Gemara, Amar, Rav Zutra, Bar Tovia, Marav, Amri Lam, Rav Chana, Bar Bizna, Amar, Rabbi Shimon, Chasida, Amri La, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Yichai, Noach Lo, La Adam, Sheyapil, Atzma, Latoch, Kivshana, Eish, Val Yalbim, Pnei Chaver, Barabim. That it's better for a person to allow themselves to be thrown into a fiery furnace rather than to embarrass somebody else publicly. So in a chinami, she could have identified Yehuda as the man who slept with her, but having done so, that would have embarrassed him. And and she'd rather die than embarrass Yehuda. Minalan, how do we know this rule? Mi Tamar, we learn it from Tamar. And this is the famous Tosus over here on the top, where Tosus asks, really, it's better to get killed rather than embarrass someone publicly? I thought there are only three Averos that are Yaharik Val Yavar. And embarrassing someone else publicly is not one of them. So Tosus actually seems to assume, yes, it is one of them. There are just three that are explicit Averos in the Torah. Hakerna, so Tamar then says, Hakerna, recognize who owns these items, and he's the one that impregnated me. So she didn't identify him directly. Amar v'cham Rabbi Chanina, b'haker b'isr la'avav, b'haker b'isruhu, that he was punished, mida k'neged mida, because that's how he delivered the news to Yaakov Vinu about Yosef being gone, with the word haker, b'haker b'isr, haker na haksonas b'inchahi, haker na, is this the ksonas of your son? B'haker b'isruhu, haker na l'mi, and that's why he received the news with haker as well, that he was the one that impregnated Tamar. No, ina el lashon bakasha. The word na always implies a request. Amrle, Tamar said to the shliach, bibakasha mimcha, haker pnei baracha va'al talim einecha mimeni. Recognize your creator and don't hide your eyes from me. Vayakar Yehuda v'yomer tzadka mimeni. So Yehuda recognized and he said, she is more righteous than I. Hayinu damar avchana barbizna, amar abishum chasidu, Yosef shekidu shem shemayim b'seser. Yosef, who was mekadei shem shemayim very privately, that he had yichud and with his boss's wife, and he still managed to overcome the Eitzer Hara Zachav El Sifalo Sachas Mishmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He got an extra letter from the name of Hashem, the Chsiv, Eidus Bihosef Samo, that it's with a letter Hey in Tehillim. Yehuda Shekidei Shem Shemayim Farhesya, Yehuda was Mekadei Shem Shemayim publicly by admitting publicly in order to save Tamar from being burnt, Zachav Nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. All four names of the Shem Hashem appear in the name Yehuda. Kivan Shahuda, once Yehuda admitted Vamar Tzadka Mimeni, Yatza Baskal Vamar Atta Yitzalta Tamar Ushnei V'Namina, or you saved Tamar and her two sons from the fire, Chayech Shani Matzil B'Zchuscha Shalosh Mim Banecha Min Ha'ar. So because of that Zchus, three of your offspring are going to be saved from a fire, and Maninhu Chananya Mishal V'Azariah, it's Chananya Mishal V'Azariah that are ultimately saved from the fire. So main point number two over here is that we learn from Tamar that it's better to be thrown into a kivshan eish rather than to embarrass someone publicly. And the next main point is that Yehuda being moda is the reason that Hanani, Mishael, Varzaria were saved from the kivshan eish. Sadka mimeni, he says that sadka, that she was a tzadekas, and also mimeni, that she's pregnant from me. So minoyada, he may have known that he slept with her, but how did he know that she was pregnant from him? So yatsa baskal va'amram, many yatsu kavushim, that a baskal came out from Shemayim and said that that from him came out hidden things, that it was a gzeira, that kings were going to descend from Tamar, and the kings have to come from Yehuda. So that's how he knew that it was from him. Sadka mimeni v'lo yosef al ledaita. He said sadka mimeni, and he no longer knew her. Amar Rav Shmuel savu chamud Rav Shmuel barami mishmed Rav Shmuel barami kevin sheyada. Since Yehuda knew that she was a tzadekes and she was doing everything in Shem Shemayim, shuv lo pasak mimena. He didn't stay away from her anymore. When it says that he didn't know her anymore, it doesn't mean that he wasn't with her anymore. It means he was never with anyone else. Ksiv hachav lo yosef al ledaita. Ksiv Hasam, and in the pasuk says by Kabbalah Satora, Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf. V'lo Yasaf doesn't mean didn't have any more. It means didn't stop. Avshalom Niska Abisaros. Now that we go back to what the Mishnah said, how Avshalom had gaiva with his hair. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban Avshalom Bisaro Marad. Avshalom rebelled with his hair. Shnemar of Avshalom Lo Uche Avshalom Lo Haya Ish Yafe. There was no such beautiful man as beautiful as Avshalom. Over Galcha as Rosho, Ve Miketz Yam Yam Asher Yigalech, Chaveda Lav Gilcha Veshakal Asar Rosho, Masayim Shkolim Be'Evan HaMelech. That when he would get a haircut, he would weigh his hair, and it would weigh, its weight was 200 shkalim with Evan HaMelech, Tana Evan Shanshi Tveri Yamachi Tzpori Shoklumba. This was a significant stone that was used to weigh valuable things. Lefichach Nitla Besaro. So because he took such pride in his hair, that's why ultimately he was hanged by his hair. Shenamar, because the pasuk says when the soldiers of David HaMelech waged a war with Avshalom, and his followers, and they killed many of them. They were in a forest. Vayikari Avshalom lefnei avdei David, Avshalom rochev al pered, Vayovo pered tachas shovach, Ha'ela hagadola. That Avshalom was trying to get away from them. He was riding on a mule, and he went under a large tree. Vayechzak rosho be'ela, and his head got caught on the tree. And Ela is a tree. A lot of people name that, not a lot, but it's a somewhat common name. Ela. Ela is a word that means tree. Vayuta, just like people name Ilana, which is also probably from tree. So Ela is another word that means tree. It's a biblical word. It's not such a strange name. Sometimes people hear the name, they think it's a strange name. Not so strange. Vayuta v'ena Shemayim u'v'ena Aretz. And he was sort of hung in between Shemayim and Aretz. V'apered esher tachtov avar. And the mule that he was riding on continued going, and he was caught on the tree by his hair. Shakal safsira. So he took his sword out by the miska, and he was going to cut his hair so that he'll be able to get down from the branch. At that very moment, nifkasha ol mitachtav. The depths opened up beneath him, meaning Gehenim opened up beneath him. So so when Yoav Sartzva of David saw Avshalom hanging on the tree, he violated the command of David not to kill him, and he killed him anyway. So when David HaMelech heard about this, vayirgaz HaMelech, he got very angry. Vayala aliyas hashar vayef v'cho amar belechto b'ni Avshalom b'ni Avshalom yitein musiani tachtecho, if only I would have died instead of you, Avshalom. Meaning, even though Avshalom was rebelling against David, it was David's kid, it was his son, so he was very upset. Avshalom b'ni v'amelech lot is part of vayizak HaMelech kol gadol b'ni Avshalom b'ni. So Gemara says hani t'manya b'ni lama. He says 8 times the word b'ni. Why does he have to say 8 times? So shiva da'aske m'shiva m'dur gehenim. 7 times he cried out b'ni was to save Avshalom from 7 levels of gehenim. V'idach ikadamri dekar of reshi l'gabi gufei. And the last one is to join his head and his body together. V'ikadamri da'ite le'al madasi. And some say to bring him to the to'olam haba. So after it says that Avshalom was killed by Yoav, v'avshalom lokach v'yatsev lo b'chayav. My lokach, what does it mean, lokach? Amresh lokach shalokach mekach ra liatzmo. That Avshalom made a very bad life choice, a very poor life choice in deciding to rebel against his father. So it says that they made b'chayev es matzeves asher be'emek hamelech. So Amar Rabbi Hanina bar Papa, the actions of Avshalom were be'itza amuka shel malko shel olam, were an actual deep advice of the Ribon Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzera that David HaMelech was going to have enemies arise from within his family, and that was fulfilled with Avshalom. D'chsiv, because Nasan HaNavi told David after the story with Bathsheba that his punishment is hinni mekem alecha ra'a mibeisecha. So it wasn't by accident that David HaMelech's greatest adversaries were from within his family. Kayotze b'davar ato Omer, you have a similar idea when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to his brothers. Ve'yeshalcheu me'emek Chevron. Amar Rabbi Chanin bar Papa be'itza amuka shaloso tzadik shekavur b'chevron. It's from the deep eitza of the tzadik who's buried in Chevron. Avram Avinu dechsev yadoa teida ki ger yezaracha. That Hashem Baruch Hu told him that one day his children are going to be strangers in a foreign land. So that had to happen by Yosef going out to see his brothers and ultimately being captured by them. Kiyomer ein li ben. The Gemara explains that it says about Avshalom that he says, I don't have a son. V'lo av li b'ni. Is that true that Avshalom didn't have any sons? V'lo k'siv. V'yivoldu l'Avshalom shlosha banum v'asachas. He had 3 sons and a daughter. Samar Avisa Rav Dimi shlohei lo ben hogl malchus. He didn't have any son who was ra'ui from malchus. Rav Chista amar gemiri kal asarif tvoso shel chavero eino maniach ben liyorsho. Anyone who burns his friend's grain is not going to leave over a son to inherit him. The Ihu and Avshalom kal yelid Yoav burnt the grain of Yoav. The Chsiva Yomer Lavadav Ru'u Chalkas Yoav al Yadi v'lo Sham Saorim L'chuva Atzisu Be'esh V'Atzisu Avde Avshalom Es Chalka Be'esh. So according to that version, Avshalom did have sons, but they all predeceased him because he decided to burn someone else's grains. So The last main point over here is the story of Avshalom and his great pride that he took in weighing his hair, and therefore is undoing his downfall with his hair. But all of that happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that David was one day going to suffer from within his own household, and similar to how the story of Yosef happened, because that was the plan of the Ribono Shel Olam all along. Okay, so the last main point, two explanations of what it means that Avshalom had no sons, either no one who was right to be a melech, or that his sons predeceased him. So Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with V'chein L'inyan HaTova at the two dots on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph.